The study of engineering crosses many disciplines and is reflected in a multitude of professions. There are a variety of individual organizations with a focus on specific engineering fields, but one local club embraces them all. Kelly Richardson and Jerry McClanahan are members of this organization.
The Chattanooga Engineers Club was started in 1924 by a group of utility engineers, which predates TVA in the area.
What is the purpose of the club?
Originally, and even today, the purpose is to promote the communication of technical information. Most of us work very hard at our jobs and sometimes don't keep up on what is going on in other fields. And most engineers, even if you're a mechanical engineer, you are sometimes working with electrical systems or chemical systems, and it's difficult to keep up on what's going on in other fields. This is an attempt for engineers from different disciplines to get together and discuss what's going on in their field to help educate others. That was the primary reason that the club was started. But we also have another goal, which is to promote engineering and technical education. We have a scholarship program, which we provide scholarship money for students studying engineering here at UTC and also taking technical courses of study at Chattanooga State Community College.
The Engineers Club is actually a multidisciplinary engineers club, which is different from most of the technical societies in town. And we actually welcome all disciplines of engineering, from nuclear, electrical, chemical, industrial, civil, you name it, everybody's welcome. And that's why the transfer of information sometimes is very unique to our club compared to others in town.
Now, I understand you meet weekly at the Doubletree.
Yes. We believe we're the last technical society in the United States that still meets weekly, according to Wikipedia. We meet every Monday from 12 noon until 1 o'clock at the Doubletree on Chestnut Street, 407 Chestnut Street.
What would be a typical meeting of your organization?
It's centered around lunch. It's a good time for most people. We have a lot of engineers who work in the downtown area, so it's a good time to get away at lunch and not interfere with what they have going on in the evenings. And in addition to the meal and just fellowship, we, at all of our meetings, have a technical presentation. The technical presentation may be on highway construction, such as the US 27 viaduct. It may be traffic engineering. We've had several presentations from the city traffic engineer. We've also had several presentations from the Oak Ridge National Laboratory from work that they're doing, which they are in an effort to try to transition their research into actual application. And engineers are pretty good at taking science and putting it to work. Also, manufacturing. We've had representatives from TVA, from Alstom, from Volkswagen, from many companies around town and what they're doing in their fields.
I'm actually the vice president of the Chattanooga Engineers Club this year, and I'm in charge of programming. And over the summer months, we have everything from someone from TVA speaking on small modular reactors to someone from the chemical engineering field, to someone from the biomedical engineering field speaking on prosthetics, to processors, to you name it, we have it. And that's the great thing about the Engineers Club is it runs the gamut of engineering. You can learn a lot of different things just by coming to lunch every Monday.
What are the qualifications for membership?
We actually have several different memberships available. We do have a student membership for students at Chattanooga State or UTC, which is cheaper. Our regular membership is our associate is under 4 years experience. Then a full member is over 4 years experience. Then a retired member for members of the profession who no longer are working but would still like to stay active and keep informed.
Obviously, you have the benefit of extended education and information. You have the benefit of fellowship. Is there any other practical benefit taken from participation in the organization?
Actually, we get professional development hours. For every meeting that you attend, you get one PDH, and this goes towards the upkeep of your PDH hours for your professional engineering license.
Engineers are not always known to be perhaps the most social people. Are there opportunities for friends and families and just plain social gatherings?
First of all, that's a bad rap. Engineers do have a bad image in some cases socially, but I think that's just because of our lack of tendency to promote ourselves. actually we're quite social, and Kelly is working on that aspect for the club.
Yes, we had our first social in a very long time a couple of weeks ago. And, we met at a local restaurant and had quite a number of people show up, even some people who weren't engineers or that were engineers but not members of the club. They attended, and which is great. So we are planning one for June, and hopefully we'll have those details out soon.
There are other engineering societies in Chattanooga. For instance, I believe the American Society of Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration Engineers are having a golf tournament coming up. So we help promote that. We try not to conflict with things that other societies are conducting. Several of our members are also members of other engineering societies specific to their discipline.
So you're working with existing engineers and those in college training to be engineers, but you also reach out to potentially younger engineers or children in high school and lower grades in order to kind of promote engineering.
That is right. The Chattanooga Engineers Club started many, many years ago as one of the main sponsors of the Chattanooga Science Fair. We also are heavily involved in the Chattanooga Robotics League, which helps with the younger middle school and even in the Lego League, the elementary school students, get them interested in science and engineering, because as technology continues to grow, our future really does lie in our upcoming students. And if we can't get them interested in their younger years in science and engineering, then we're going to fall further behind.
What is the Lego League?
It stemmed off of the Robotics League, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And the Robotics League is actually tailored towards middle school students, which has some of the technical aspects involved in it. But the Lego League is more fun, but it's also catered towards building the robots, but from Legos instead of more technical aspects.
Are your robotics training that you provide or that work with the children, they build functioning robots?
That is correct.
What do they do with them?
They compete against other area leagues. Generally, I think the last few years the competition's been held in Knoxville. I believe it was at the University of Tennessee this past year.
The Chattanooga Robotics League is a robotics competition program for students from the age of 9 to 14. And through this program, students gain practical experience in teamwork, problem solving, personal and time management, as well as learning technical skills in computer programming, construction, mechanical engineering, and even measuring goals and goal setting.
And your science fair, now that's countywide, and that's for private schools as well as public schools.
It's actually regionally wide because it's not just for Hamilton County, it's also for students in the surrounding counties.
And for homeschoolers. We've actually had some homeschoolers who've been involved in it. The participation has been down the last few years, and we're working right now to try to build that up to encourage other schools. It comes down to encouraging the science teachers at the schools to encourage kids.
We actually have one Chattanooga participant who not only placed in the Chattanooga Regional Science Fair, but also went to the state and also went to an international competition and placed. So we're very proud of her. We hope to continue to grow and expand the science fair. This is the future of our nation in the science and engineering realms by getting these students interested from a younger age.
If you were interested in participating with the society, with your organization, how would they get in touch with you?
You can look up our website at ChattanoogaEngineersClub.org or just come to a meeting. If you just want to try it out, come to a meeting any Monday. All visitors are welcome. And we do have an optional lunch at a cost of $16. If you choose not to eat lunch, we have plenty of chairs for you to sit. Come on out, check us out, and if nothing else, you might learn something.
The Chattanooga Engineers Club meets every Monday at noon at the Doubletree on Chestnut. Visit the web at ChattanoogaEngineersClub.org to learn more. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.